CBSI in the World. I'm John Bass with Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, looking very carefully ahead, the road ahead for the state of Israel in war, at war right now with Hamas, threatened routinely, daily, as I speak, by Hezbollah rocketing from the north, the Houthis rocketing the Red Sea and changing the face of global global commerce. However, Richard Goldberg and his colleague Bradley Bowman have published a piece that is looking forward for Israel from Israel's point of view. What is to be done? And that's about the defense industrial base. What is that and what can Israel do for itself, Rich?
Well, the defense industrial base for any country is your own domestic manufacturing capacity to make the things you need for warfare. So whether that is your ability to make planes, jets, helicopters, tanks, big, what we call main platforms, or your ability to make all the different weapon systems those platforms will employ, or defensive weapon systems as well. So we think of offensive missiles, defensive missiles, and missile defense, all kinds of things, tank shells, artillery, ammunition, the whole gambit, right? This is a big conversation, by the way, we're having in the United States about our own defense industrial base, the lack of investment in it for years, how far we've come since the Cold War, based on how much we spend on our defense, how much we need to spend on our defense to be producing the things at a rate that we would need to actually win a war with China while still deterring our enemies in other theaters. So this is not just about Israel. This is a global debate, particularly in the context of the enduring war in Ukraine, stressing our ability to manufacture key munitions for ourselves and for our allies. But Israel faces this moment, waking up after October 7th and realizing, wow, the stockpile America had kept in Israel, the reserve wartime stockpile, has been tapped for Ukraine and drawn down significantly. Israel itself has stopped making a whole number of different munitions, instead relying on buying it from the United States or other actors globally. Israel does not make its own main platforms. They buy them from abroad, particularly from the United States, for jet aircraft and submarines from Germany. They do make their own tanks and their APCs, we think of, but that's really about it at this point. And so you say, okay, Israel does not make domestically the things it needs in a pinch, if it gets cut off from the rest of the world, to go to war on multiple fronts for a long period of time, the way it is facing a crisis today, the way the Iranians have set up their ring of fire around Israel, a war in Gaza, a potential war expanding in Lebanon, attacks from militias in Iraq and Syria, things that could be exploding in the West Bank, in Judea and Samaria, missiles coming from across the Red Sea from the Houthis. All of those things require manufacturing of all kinds of different systems and platforms and weapon systems. Does Israel have enough of it? How do they get enough of it? We face two dynamics that Israel has in the world today. Number one, the United States stressed in its own defense industrial base the potential that America goes to war with China in the future. Even if you had a friendly president in Congress, would America provide everything Israel needs in a pinch? And number two, we're seeing already the president of the United States, this president of the United States, starting to lean and threaten aid to Israel if the war goes on against Hamas. You're seeing members of his party calling for conditioning aid or ending military assistance. The Canadians now announcing a ban on weapon sales to Israel. So what is Israel to do? Because Israel doesn't have an unlimited budget. This is not a large country. This is not a massive industrial power with an industrial base. It is a high-tech power. It's an R&D power. But it doesn't make things as much as it used to. And the question is, can it even? So if you have X number of dollars in a budget, and you need to be able to get things done as quickly as possible, and you're facing real-time threats, what do you do? So we're proposing a hybrid approach here in this report, where Israel stockpiles as many munitions as possible that it can get its hand on from the United States and others now, immediately, of the kind of munitions that it needs in war. Don't spend billions and billions of dollars trying to recreate an F-35 or an F-15. You know, that's not going to happen. That's a waste of money. They have platforms. They like the platforms. Those are the most expensive potential purchases you can have in your military. Keep on track with those types of very expensive. But the munitions,
we have 1 minute. Politically, Rich, 1 minute.
That politically may be held back by a Democratic president or a Democratic Congress in wartime, or the munitions that might be most stressed by the United States' own lack of production, things like tank shells, things like artillery shells, et cetera, special precision-guided munitions, JDAMs, spice bombs, things like that. They need to have an expanded production capacity in Israel as well, as quickly as possible, to make those munitions for themselves alongside whatever they can stockpile from the West.
And to sell when it's full, when the arsenal is full, to sell, to go in the world market.
Correct.
And make money with your...
Correct, to sustain the production lines, correct. Yes.
Must sell, must go in and compete with the U.S. and China. Better weapons get purchased. Richard Goldberg for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, along with his colleague Bradley Bowman. All these pieces are available at the FDD site. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.